Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. So we've just recently started summer, even though it always feels like being near the end of June that we should have been in it for a while already. But summer has officially just begun, and now the days are beginning to get shorter. And so it's appropriate that today we celebrate the Nativity, or the birthday of St. John the Baptist, he who said that he, Jesus, must increase, and I, St. John the Baptist, must decrease. So as the days are beginning to get shorter, as we're just about 6 months away from Christmas, we have the birthday of the one who runs before Jesus to prepare the way, to announce that a Savior is coming. The person of St. John the Baptist is a very striking figure. I'm pretty convinced that St. John the Baptist today would be looked at with probably as much skepticism as he was at that time. They describe how he dressed in camel's hair, and he seemed to live in the desert, and he ate locusts and wild honey, and he seems like an odd person. But he has this burning passion for the Lord that is present throughout his entire life. So there's this incredible story surrounding his conception, right? His parents being quite old, and there being this miraculous encounter of his father with an angel. And then we see that when Mary comes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, that St. John the Baptist leaps in Elizabeth's womb, right? There's joy at the presence of the Savior, right? And it's kind of this leaping in her womb that causes Elizabeth to give glory and honor to God and what he is doing in and through Mary. And so John's whole life seems to be this continual pointing towards the Lord. There he is. This is how we need to serve him. This is how we need to follow him. Living these radical practices of fasting and prayer and saying things that are true to people in authority, even when it makes them hate him, even when it eventually leads to his death. And so the whole person of St. John the Baptist is this radical call for us to prepare the way for the Lord in our own hearts and in the world. So we have his birthday that we're celebrating, but his life is so unified that it quickly points to the death that he'll experience and the mission that he has. They think that they should name him Zechariah after his father, but Elizabeth says no, he's supposed to be named John. And then it's when Zechariah confirms that his name is John that he's able to now speak, right? He's been silent after his encounter with the angel. And so people are amazed and kind of terrified, and they're wondering, what is this child? What is he going to do? What is he destined for? And the way that John lives the rest of his life then is just that radicality embodied in a fierce and wholehearted dedication to the Lord, regardless of the sacrifices, regardless of the difficulties, regardless of the fact that he dies before he even gets to see like this fulfillment, right? He knows that Jesus is the Messiah, but he doesn't get to see all of the miracles. He's not one of the 12 that follows Jesus everywhere. He doesn't encounter the resurrected Lord, right? He dies before that, which causes me to keep in my mind the reality that we're called to continually point to the Lord, but we don't always have the experience of seeing everything fulfilled here on earth, seeing all of these loose ends tied up neatly, seeing what we've done, what we've sacrificed, and then seeing what came about because of that. John the Baptist didn't. And it's very likely that most of us won't be able to see the neat conclusion of everything. Yet, we're still called to daily prepare the way for the Lord by first encountering him ourselves every day anew, and then speaking boldly the truth so that others may begin to prepare the way for the Lord to enter into their own hearts. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the witness of your cousin, St. John the Baptist, for this zeal that you both shared to give glory and praise to God and to make him known to all people and to call us to continual conversion. Thank you for the faithfulness and the sacrificial love of St. John the Baptist, for the ways that he always used his life to point towards you, to point towards God. St. John the Baptist, pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.